It's the download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, this month, the Israeli Music Series is presenting two different concerts in town. Tomorrow, Israeli-born guitarist Yonatan Gott will be playing at Constellation at 3111 Northwestern Avenue in Roscoe Village. Gott is a guitarist, producer, composer, who was chosen as the best guitarist in New York City by the Village Voice back in 2013. He's been profiled in the New York Times, among other places. He's considered an avant-garde musician who uses improvisation to incorporate multiple genres. He's considered one of the best guitar players in the world. He's also formerly part of the band Monotonix, the rock band from Tel Aviv, which played the Hideout Block Party not too long ago here in Chicago, and he's with us tonight. Yonatan, thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I know you guys are on the road. You just came in, which is awesome.
I just got here, literally.
So let's talk about, that was a big show at the Hideout Block Party. Talk about Chicago. What's it mean to you to be back in town after that performance?
Interesting. Yeah, we're in a different part of town than where I usually play shows, you know. I've never played The Loop, but I've been to an amazing show here in September. There was a World Music Festival, and there was an all-night raga performance. It was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen, you know. Some people were sitting, listening to the music. It was all Indian classical music. Some people were sitting, listening to the music. Other people were just, you know, sleeping in the corner of the room and sleeping back, because it was a 24-hour raga concert.
Right.
One of the most amazing things I've seen, because I feel like so many musicians, what we try to produce in our concerts is an environment that's free, you know. We can feel how our society is getting more and more rigid every day, you know, especially in the current political climate. And it was really wonderful to see a concert right here in downtown Chicago kind of achieve all that just by presenting itself as this 24-hour raga performance. You know, there were all kinds of people there, old, young. Some of them were sleeping, some of them were awake. Talk about versatility.
Yeah, right.
So, yeah, that's a
great
Chicago.
When you put
experience.
A show on, when you, I mean, whether it's, you know, with your, what you're doing now with the trio or what you're doing with former bands, I mean, how important is the space? How important is creating an environment for the music to live?
Well, that's what we do, you know. When we play our concerts, we play in the middle of the audience. That's what I've always done. I've done that with Monotonix, and I do it with the current band. For each band, it's a bit different. Monotonix was a bit more performance art, you know, in a way. We would set up in the audience because that was the main place for us to kind of do our thing, you know, get close to the audience, get in people's faces. That's a bit less of what I'm interested in doing now.
Yeah.
What we do now, the concert incorporates a lot of improvisation. So by being there on the floor with the audience, whether it's a huge festival, then we set up a little stage, but we're still on the floor. We never played behind barricades. We never stand more than, you know, a few feet from the audience. And they're right there with us. Basically a part of the show. They stand between us sometimes when the room is too crowded. We create an environment where the concert is a shared experience. It's not really I am presenting to you.
Do you have a hard time convincing audiences to play along in that way? Like, I mean, and if they're standing in between you or around you and you're on the stage and it's all part of, or the stage is all part of the space that the audience is in, do they play the right role, or are they confused or saying, oh, this I guess I'll drink a beer on this bass amp?
in some ways, yeah, of course, like, accidents could happen, right? That's what we became good at, you know, gaffer taping everything and things like that. When you play those kinds of performances, become a real maestro with the gaffer tape. But other than that, shows are different situations, different scenarios, different rooms, different atmospheres, you know, and they start differently, but they actually end kind of similarly. Not that I'm saying that every show is similar. There's a lot of nuance. But people kind of get it once the music starts, you know, no matter where it is, if it's in Europe or South America or here or big cities, small cities.
Yeah.
It's kind of like when the music starts, I think
they get it.
The show explains itself.
You know, you use improvisation with the trio, and Sergio's here as well. But talk about one of the things I even mentioned in the lead, just this concept that you're able to take a lot of different genres and mix them together, even as the song is going. I mean, you're able to bring in different music from different cultures and be able to play them proficiently. Talk about where that comes from, because a lot of artists and musicians and guitarists, they know one form, or they may know a couple. But I mean, it seems like you tend to learn them all.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I always feel like the discussion about culture is a bit sticky, so you have to be a bit careful talking about it irresponsibly. And that's kind of the way I approach the music too. I think a lot of kind of fusion projects suffer from, and I don't see myself as a fusion project at all. I mean, I really like the beginning of fusion with Miles Davis, you know, Electric Records and things like that. But I think fusion projects suffer from being a little bit too much of a conceptual project sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, let's say I'm an American, I'm a rocker, I like Brazilian samba music, so I'm just going to make a decision and combine both. To me, there's something a bit irresponsible about that. And I think the music that would be produced in such an environment would not... probably not have what I'm looking for, mm-hmm. because I think music is something a bit more organic than that. So I think what I do at least when I try to incorporate different styles, and it's not really a try, it's not really like a conscious decision, you know, it's about, I've been making music for over a decade now, traveling all over the world, performing, touring all the time, you know. I went to see flamenco shows in Spain, I went to see, you know, tango shows in Buenos Aires, and all this music kind of like seeps in. And the way that I use it is that I'm not going to start a tango band tomorrow, though that sounds like so much fun. I just know that it's not going to have what I'm looking for.
Right.
I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing and take something maybe from the approach of tango that I learned if I kind of explore that music deeply. I'm not going to run tomorrow and like add a bandeon and piano and the, you know, tango singer to my band, because I feel like that would be a bit irresponsible, even disrespectful of another musical style that has so many nuances that I can't possibly understand, not unless I'm either from that region or I explore that music very, very profoundly.
Sergio, I mean, as a bass player, you know, playing in the trio, do you have to have an unwritten sort of communication or an unvocal an unsaid communication with the Yonatan when it comes to trying to navigate the music that's being produced?
I think that's part of the job. It's a lot of being able to move from moment to moment without, you know, stopping the flow and making big gestures, and you know, it takes patience and anxiety in you know, equal doses to arrive together to those places.
So the idea is to let those different styles, to let, you know, the way that you live your life, your experiences, seep into your music slowly, you know. It's never like a sexy thing to say, you know, be slow and responsible about it. But it's true, you know. You can't just like go around like, you know, appropriating something because it's cool. I think everybody has a right to perform every music they want.
Right.
But I think the way to make it really deep and meaningful is you have to have a personal experience with that music. Something beyond, I like that kind of music.
Do you have to stop yourself in cases when you're at the flamenco show or you're at a tango show where you're like, that would be great, and then you have that sort of understanding?
No,
that.
I would never think about doing directly what they do. You know, I don't have that. I mean, I think I don't really have that instinct to see something and try to do the same thing. I sit in a show of a style of music that I've never seen before, or at least never experienced in that amazing, you know, direct way of seeing a concert, the first thing that I think about is, how does it relate to me, you know, to my life, to my experience? Mm-hmm. And I think that's the most interesting way to kind of like incorporate many, many styles, to just like incorporate your own experience of them and not the rules and the aesthetics that they present, because that takes years of research. So I think there's like little touches and little flavors of many, many, many styles, and it's endless in our music. It's not really about including them in some sort of like decision. It's just like the more we live, the more we experience, the more all those things seep into our music.
A lot of American audiences are, I guess, trained by the music that's produced that there's a certain framework that the song is going to sound like. When I listen to your stuff, I'm getting more of a vibe of its landscape, or you're moving towards something, but it's not the sort of four chord structure where, you know, here comes the hook, here comes the chorus, we're back to the second part, where's the solo, all that kind of stuff. I mean, you're messing around with the structure of music. Is it hard's not the right word, is it a challenge to get the audiences to buy into the idea that there isn't going to be this framework that they're used to?
It's a bit more challenging on records, I think, because it's kind of like an audio-only experience, you know. You got the artwork and you got the, you know, the person that you're selling to, kind of like that made the record. But mostly it's the audio. So in the record, we actually use a lot of studio tricks. I can't really talk about the new record so much. It's coming out in January, but like nobody's ever heard anything out of it. So it would be a bit silly to sit here and talk about it. But in the new record, for example, we used different studio trickery that we didn't use in the last ones, like incorporating vocals and field recordings from, you know, very distant times, like things taken by Alan Lomax in Italy or Spain in the 1950s or something like that. And we put them in our music and we sampled them and we chopped them in like really kind of, you know, tools that are being used for music right now.
Mm-hmm.
And to give the music something that is beyond structure, you know. So in the studio, there's like a whole set of tricks that you would use for that. And I always find that challenging because you only like get to people's ears. In the show, there's just like something that always happened when I was performing, whether it was when Monotonics or when what I'm working on right now, it just explains itself.
Yeah. Yonatan Gott is playing with his trio at the Constellation, 3111 Northwestern Avenue, as part of the Israeli Music Series. There's going to be another concert coming up here the end of the month at Shuba's with a different group. All right. I want to thank you so much for coming in. I know that you came right off the road and right into studio.
No problem.
Good luck with the show. I'm a fan of your music, and thank you so much for coming in. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.